Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/tune in.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And Joe, you know, we were talking about Randall was saying about we have such corrupt judicial. We do. I mean, our government, you know, who would have ever thought, you know, if you'd have told us back in the 50s that we would have so much corruption in our government as we do today. Unbelievable. If you'd have said that the Democratic Party would have gone to a virtually satanic party. They're, everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin, they embrace. You would have said that could never happen in America, but we're there. But now we're trying to take the country back, and one of the ways we're doing that, Joe, is tactical civics. Now, tactical civics is taking it one step at a time from a constitutional, using the constitutional to restore the power back to the people, Joe. The power back to the people, not to a corrupt judicial system that we have. And so, well, folks, if you want to know more about tactical civics, just to go up to www.tacticalcivics.com. TacticalCivics.com. But in Northeast Ohio here, we're having a meeting at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, and that's going to be this coming Friday at 7 p.m., this Friday at Doers of the Word Church at 14781. It's 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio, folks. And here, again, it's all about restoring the power back to the people. You know, Joe, a militia, Joe, is Second Amendment. It is, the Constitution requires that we have a standing militia. We've gotten totally away from that. We've got to go back to it. And here, the grand jury is supposed to be ran by the people, not corrupt prosecutors. And this is what's happened. And the grand jury is supposed to be the authority over the rest of the county. Now, I talked to my county sheriff this week, and I told him, Sheriff, we're going to have a militia. A militia's coming because, Joe, there's 3,300 counties in the United States, and we now have chapters, tactical civics chapters, in 2,100 of those counties, and it's growing. And people are taking their country back county by county. And so, folks, you need to get involved in that. And with that, Patricia in New Jersey pledges 172. Thank you. The numbers are 888. 281-1110 or 888-677-9673. What's in the news, Joe?
Well, we were talking about life tonight and abortion. There was a very unusual thing happened today. The Alabama Supreme Court made a ruling. Now, it's a ruling about embryos are children, but it's a very unusual thing because there was a lawsuit, and it had to do with frozen embryos. So the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are children under the state law, subject to legislation dealing with the wrongful death of a minor, stating that the Alabama law applies to all unborn children, regardless of their location. And the court issued this majority decision in this lawsuit that was a group of in vitro fertilization patients. They had their embryos destroyed when a patient was messing around, destroyed them from a cryogenic storage unit and dropped them on the ground. Now, it sounds like, that, you know, what has that got to do with life? But the fact that the court looked at this and said, well, the state law calls all unborn children, regardless of their location, so these embryos are children, whether they're in the womb or in a, you know, test tube or in a frozen cryonic chamber. And I found it very fascinating, and the defendants were trying to get this lawsuit dismissed. You know, oh, no, this can't be, because they were terribly afraid if destroying an embryo is destroying a child, then destroying an embryo is murder, according to Alabama law. And the court, there was only the Supreme Court judge and seven of the other eight justices. I guess there are nine justices there in Alabama, and eight of the nine voted that the embryos were a child. To me, this is a major victory, legal victory for children in the womb and against abortion, and perhaps may have a lot of people start to rethink that, you know, an embryo is a child of God. It is just the location. Remember, in real estate, everything is location, location, location. It's still a child, no matter where it is. It's a child of God. Amen?
Amen. Another good thing was in Montana, they ruled that it is now against the law, illegal for drag queens to read to children, for drag queens to read to
finally,
children.
Finally, somebody has some sense, huh?
Yeah, we need to, whether that's at the libraries or schools or whatever, we need to get that passed in all the states. We, you know, things are moving very, very quickly here, folks. And see, we were talking about it. People don't realize it, but God's judgment is, it's here on America. If you think about it, just think about it for a minute already. Here, we have abortion. We have killed over 160 million of our own children. Do you realize that? From coast to coast, the sewers have run red with the blood of the innocent. You say God is keeping score on this, folks. You have to understand. It's like, Joe, that mindset, like I said, it's, well, you know, the media don't talk about it. It's like the polls, that's not, you know, we polled the people, and the people want abortion. The people want to keep abortion legal. The people don't understand. They will be standing before God. It doesn't matter whether they believe in God or not. God is, God is real. God is on the throne. And again, God is reality. These people have their fantasies. Now, Joe, you have, you know, they've forgotten their God. You have pedophilia. You have child sex trafficking. You got, what it was, 70,000 died just last year from fentanyl. You've got child porn everywhere. Remember what he said in Hosea 4:6, because you have forgotten my laws, I will forget you and your children, right?
Right.
You've got COVID, Joe. You've got the kill shots that people are still getting sick and dying from. You got LGBTQ, which these are perverting the children. You've got, well, the entire Democratic Party is perverted. You got woke. Now you've got these big companies and the military that discriminate against white men, and the military can't find out why they can't get any white guys to join now.
That's got to be so crazy, because they put them down, they call them racist, they tell them that you know, they have this toxic masculinity problem, and they go all these things, and then they promote sodomy, they promote the transsexuals and the transvestites, and then they wonder why a straight Christian white male doesn't want to be thrown into a mess like that. And then they, you know, why isn't everybody rushing to join the military? I mean, it's got to be one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. These people are, Well, what does the Bible say? The God of this world has blinded them to the truth.
Absolutely.
They are totally blind. And
he tells you,
worse. Well,
he talks so many places in Scripture about a corrupt judicial, corrupt judges, corrupt lawyer. Woe unto you lawyers, woe unto you judges, woe. And we have such a corrupt judicial, Joe, and people don't understand this. You see, because of biblical illiteracy, if it's not something that's a popular belief, they think that somehow God has to alter his thinking, but God's not going to alter his thinking. You know,
No. He
tells you in Isaiah chapter 3, Joe, that God gives women and incompetent men, women as for leaders as a punishment. Listen, he tells you that he gives women and incompetent men as leaders to a people for their punishment, Joe. Look how many women governors we have now.
Prosecutors, right? And
yeah.
We have Kamala Harris. I mean, we have so many examples of that in the news every day, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, well, not just that. Not that he's given us these corrupt women, but Joe, in the Biden administration, he's given them men who think they're women.
Yeah.
A number of them. Okay.
And yes.
So, I mean, there you go.
It's even crazier, but there's one thing we need to get out tonight. There was an article I want everybody to hear. George Soros is one of the most wicked, evil, powerful men in the world. He is one world order, George, and he's trying his best to destroy America. And earlier this month, an investment firm founded by George Soros acquired $400 million worth of debt owned by the nation's second largest radio network in a ploy to gain a large stake in the media conglomerate. And so he's purchased this debt with Audacity, which is the nation's second largest network of radio programs, and it's in bankruptcy. It's second only to, I believe, iHeart as far as size. And Audacity owns more than 200 radio stations nationwide. 200 radio stations. And I thought maybe you'd remind folks what happened. We used to have a radio program on the Sunshine Radio Network.
Three New York stations there were there.
That was bought out and turned into commie news, right?
Yeah.
And here we've got George Soros buying into controlling interest in the second largest radio network in America.
Well, he doesn't really have controlling interest. He has 40%. He owns 40% of it, what he's bought into. But you're right. You know, with that much, here's the problem they've always had, though, Joe. The liberals have never done any good on talk radio. They've been rejected on talk radio. They've tried it, but you're right. So people need to invest in programs like this one here, conservative.
Exactly why we need to stay on the air. One of the reasons I wanted to bring this up, because along with Audacity, they purchased Latino Media Network. That's an 18 Spanish language radio stations operating on the country. And they have been financed by an investment firm where George Soros Management Company is the principal investment manager. It's from Lake Star Finance, and that's a firm that is basically owned and run by George Soros. And there are some other radio hosts left a lot of these groups when they were purchased by the Soros-backed company. And then we have the Foundation to Promote George Soros's Open Society gave $2 million to a group called Lenfest Institute. And Lenfest is the foundation that gave a lot of money to the Institute for Nonprofit News. And this Institute for Nonprofit News, quote, strengthens and supports over 400 news operations across the country, providing them with funding and instruction on how to better integrate racial equity and inclusion in the newsrooms. And he's also involved in another thing called Fund for Policy Reform, an organization founded and funded by George, and gave Courier News $5 million, and there's another network. So what George has been doing is buying influence in radio programs, media across the nation. And folks, that's why it's so important that you keep What's Right, What's Left radio ministry on the air. There has to be a way to combat George Soros's lies, deception, One World Order George. And it's up to you, the listeners, to help keep us on the air. All of us in the ministry are working. We work without pay. We're working to serve God, lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven, because this is what he called us to be, watchmen on the wall. And your donations make it possible for us to be on the stations. You're listening to us. And we have to have your support or we're off. And we're already David and Goliath. We're fighting against the Goliath. And I just gave you a brief rundown of the George Soros empire in media. And there was more that I didn't get to cover. But this is a David versus Goliath, and we need your help to do it.
All righty, the numbers are 888, folks. We got to get the phone lines ringing. They got to get ringing. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 1 week out of the month we do this. We do it not because we want to, in order to stay on. And folks, let me tell you, we don't get paid for doing what we're doing. We go against the darkness out there. And believe me, you don't realize how much they want this radio program off the air and what they've tried to do to get us off the air. But
we've been hacked. We've been attacked with all kinds of different ways. Salem Studios has had to put up with a lot, and it's definitely not a fun job when you have many of the different organizations against you. But we totally, this is one of those things where we say, you know, look to God, ask, you know, prayerfully consider keeping us on the air. We're not doing this for ourselves. We're not getting rich. We may be getting infamous, but we're not sure getting famous in that sense of the word.
Well, here we are, Joe. Here's the thing right now. Every week, our newsletter just went out, by the way. Our newsletter just went out. But every month it's growing, and the reason it's growing is good. We send out information, things they like, the articles we tell you about here on this radio program. It doesn't cost you anything, and a lot of people, Joe, you'd be surprised how many times people forget where they got the newsletter, and they mail it back to me thinking they're sending me a news item I should know about, our own newsletter. But folks, yeah. Every month, the newsletter grows, and that means more of you are listening. That means every month we're getting more support. Now, as we do this, if we could just continue to get, and because of the economy, we're not having the weeks that we used to have, but we could actually start going back on a number of those stations we went off. Starting this summer, coming up this summer, right now, because of this. But we need to continue to hear from you. Believe me, you don't realize just how much I hear from people out there all the time. And this radio program has helped to activate people, especially where it comes to the things we're doing, like the Tea Party movements, the things political, letting people know about what was happening, especially to the January Sixers, what has taken place with them out there, and we're staying on top of this. We go where others fear to go. We've never backed down, but we need your help. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. We've got to hear from you tonight.
You know, I normally wait till Tuesday or so, but I'm going to pledge $200 tonight. And hopefully I can get some people out there to match me. If I can put in 30, 40 hours a week on this radio ministry and still donate to it, it must mean that we care a lot about the ministry and what and the good it's doing. So I'd like to see some people match me.
All right. We want Joe like to have at least 100 people matching for the $200, right, Joe?
That would be great.
All righty. Very
then
good.
Then we could go on and do our work and forget finances for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, that would really be great if we could do that and continue. But anyhow, what else is in the news right now?
Well, one big story. We're always telling what the listeners, you know, what can we do? Well, here's a story. The headlines, Bob Unruh, World News Daily. Protecting pedophiles included in Dem-supported plan in Congress. And the Liberty Council, who we've talked about many times, is a legal organization fighting for God, family, country. They call this new threat pure evil. And they're already fighting a lot of the LGBT ideology cases in court. But this new proposed law would protect pedophiles along with people who claim to be one of the, quote, estimated 550 filias. The problem is the pending Equity Act. All Democrats in the House of Representatives have already supported this act. And the report talking about a case where a man who called himself a woman was working in a child care center. He was caught molesting a baby girl. Now you'd think, okay, instantly caught doing it, he would go to jail, right? Nope, he plea bargained. And the plea bargaining resulted in the case including no jail because he's a special case. Yeah. If this H.R. 15, this Equity Act that's pending, the so-called Equity Act, we're going to see a lot more of these cases in which confused abusers are given virtual passes on the sex crimes because H.R. 15 seeks to protect more than 550 sexual deviancies, including pedophilia. This is according to Liberty Counsel. And this is an honorable organization, and I have nothing but good reports from them. Their chief, Matt Staver, explained, the evil Dr. Alfred Kinsey of the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex went on, caused this incalculable damage. And he talked about in his table 34 of his 1948 book, Sex and Human Male, he was talking about the sexual abuse of children and babies as young as 5 months old. Kinsey claimed that the screams and cries of these abused children were proof that children and even babies enjoyed being sexually abused. And Matt Staver said this concept is in this H.R. 15, in this evil, and it's about protecting these different LGBTQ identities. And what it is, it's a vagueness. Their definition, queerness is an umbrella term, both an orientation and a community. The vagueness of the term is intentional. Queer is an identity created for anyone outside of the heterosexual norm and meant to be inclusive. So this bill creates a special class of rights for people who fit under the LGBTQ blah, blah, blah class of people specified in the bill. And Matt Staver and Liberty Council are suggesting that all the listeners or readers contact Congress, tell their members of Congress to reject H.R. 15, what they call the Equality Act. There's nothing equality about protecting people from doing heinous crimes to children and other people. So that's something you can do. Get on the phone, call your senators, your Congress critter, and tell them, make sure that that bill does not pass, go. And we don't need to protect these people at all. Sin is not special, right, Pastor Ernie?
Right. All right. Mary from Boston has pledged 50. We can see if we can get some people to match it. Now, Wendy pledged $859. Can we get one match for Wendy's $859? Bob in New York pledged $500. Bob in New York pledged $500. Can we get two pledges, two matches for Bob? Tony in Toronto has pledged $125. Can we get four pledges for four matches? Mark from New York pledges $100. Can we get five pledges? Patricia in New Jersey pledges $172. Can we get match for Pastor Joe's $200 and Mary from Boston for her $50? So anyhow, folks, phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 for credit cards especially, or, excuse me, 888-677-9673. You know, Joe, you know Fannie Willis, their persecutor, the very, very corrupt prosecutor out there in Georgia. Now, she's the one that took all that money, paid her lover, who is her subordinate.
And former married.
Well,
they started the affair, the definite married man.
Well, no, he was still married, yeah. And when she ran out, they took that money. She paid him the taxpayers' money. He used that to take them on these luxury vacations on taxpayers' bill. And now, after running around and checking up with a married man, she is saying that God is going to give her divine protection, that she has divine protection against those people that want to make her step down. She says that her weapons of warfare are spiritual. Yeah, boy, Fanny, I got news for you. God does not condone adultery and fornication. Fanny, you're very, very corrupt. You're a very wicked woman, and you're very corrupt, Fanny. There you go.
Now, here's interesting, because what she said, quote, the scriptures people keep sending me is, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I need y'all to hear me, though. They did not say weapons would not form, and that's the part I didn't hear until recently. Just because they won't prosper, it doesn't mean that they won't form. So, but she's talking about, you know, went on through this, you know, that God's going to protect her and take care of her while she's in her sin, committing adultery and lying and stealing money and going after somebody dishonestly. And she thinks, she said, the other lesson that I've learned in this 3 years is God ordains those weapons. He puts those weapons in your life to form against you. And it goes on, as to make you stronger, blah, blah. And it's just, this is the way people seem to treat religion. It's there for a tool to use when they need it. But it never occurred to her that God doesn't want to be supporting sin and is not going to give his support to somebody who's wallowing in sin, lies, and dishonesty. And yet they still think that they're in God's grace. I mean, boy, I wonder what church she's gone to hear that kind of preaching.
Maybe she was listening to Hillary, because Hillary says that President Trump is a wannabe dictator. He wants to be a dictator. Hillary should know about that, shouldn't she?
Yeah, she and Joe Biden are two of the most dictatorial people I can think of when they have power.
She says that he's enamored by by Mr. Putin.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, remember Russia. We go back and they're still on that kick that, you know, that Trump is a Russian stooge and all that stuff about the, you know, all the lies. They just keep it up.
Rosita Trimble pledges $1,000. Thank you, Rosita.
Well, she matched me several times. Rosita, you... Thank you very much.
We need about five more of those for tonight, Joe. We need about five people to match Rosita with that 1,000. Thank you, Rosita. Hey, Joe, you know, remember the Select January 6th Committee?
Those people, could I forget those people?
One of them on there was Representative Jim Clyburn. Now listen to what he says. And I've never heard this guy tell the truth. I listened to him, and I listened, and not one word of truth came out of his mouth. And here's what he says, that misinformation efforts are keeping him up at night. Come on, Jim, you know the truth. The truth is keeping you up at night, and what people are going to find out what you folks did with those reports that they turned in and all the receipts in the book that the Secret Service turned in, disappeared. The Secret Service reports disappeared, Joe. We'll be right back.
On a cold winter's morning, on a sidewalk in the city, a lost soul approached me as the snow was getting deep. I could see the look of death. It was there in her eyes now, as I began to preach, she began to speak. She said,
"Peter, I'll admit it. I've come to kill my baby. The whole world is telling me that I have that right. But deep down inside me, I believe what you're preaching. Children are a gift of God. We've got to give them life."
So I put my arm around her, and I gave her the gospel. It was right there in the darkness that she could see the light. Two souls were saved, both her and her baby. If you're called to do the Lord's work, you had better learn to do it right. You've got to know how to use it, not just the pieces. Don't try to walk away. Now every preacher knows the rock of his salvation. I will separate the goats from all the sheep. All men are sinners. They all need the Savior. He's the only one to trust in. It's your soul that he'll keep. And when I finish preaching,
the woman was a believer. A baby in her womb. Young preacher, she's so very proud of the baby that she decided to keep. You got to know how to please him, not just to please him. Don't try and walk away. Not just to appease him. Don't try to walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count your blessings and do it while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the Son. You got to know how to please him. Not just to appease him. Don't try and walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count. Please sing while you're able.
Amen. He is the keeper of your soul. Now listen, Joe, the EU Migration and Asylum Pact, also referred to as the Suicide Pact, was endorsed by the European Parliament Civil Liberties Committee last Wednesday, and it will vote for the agreement in a current form in March or April. The new agreement would require member states, Joe, to pay, listen to this, $20,000 per illegal alien into a solidarity fund for every migrant they do not wish to take, according to BNN. Breaking news, the pact born out of billionaire George Soros' proposal for a comprehensive asylum system seeks an ambitious integration of up to 75 million migrants into Europe. Soros argues that such a plan, necessitating at least 30 billion euros annually, is essential for the EU's survival and vitality. Beyond the sheer numbers, the plan advocates for the inclusion of economic refugees. The key problem, though, Joe, is that there is no appetite whatsoever for the EU simply to impose proper border controls, and the new leaders of Frontex, the European Union agency tasking with securing borders, called for open borders in January 2024, vowed to appease the left-wing pro-mass migration activists. There you go. That is a suicide pact, isn't it?
It is. Well, that's the whole idea. The same thing with the open borders here. It's a suicide pact to destroy the United States of America. All these people from all over the world are coming too suddenly, too many. They will not be assimilated. They won't take part and become part of the culture, become an American citizen. They're bringing their cultures and everything. We see that with the Muslims in Minnesota. They're not assimilating well. Well, the elected officials are talking about how they have to protect these foreign countries before they do anything for America. And this whole thing is designed to bring chaos to all the nations so that they would have to form a one-world government, because that would be the only thing that can rule 150 nations worth of people, and I can't remember how many actual nations, but it would all those different people from all those cultures, and they're going to break down all the societies, and when everything collapses, there will be a one-world government. And it's so obvious what they're doing, and here we got George Soros again, Mr. Evil incarnate with his money. There isn't anything he won't meddle in. Of course, you know, when you think you're a god, you go full speed ahead, right?
Right. Reginald in Ohio pledges 50. Janice in Minnesota pledges 37. Thank you, thank you. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Do you know what? I tell you what. I'm gonna match. Doers of the word. We're gonna match Rosetta's 1,000. I'm gonna match. Put her down. Put us in for 1,000. We need to get a couple more. We need a few more of those matches tonight, folks. If you're out there listening, you know, we really need to hear from you. We're in a battle, and I'm gonna tell you, you're not. You're going to need radio that you can depend on, where people are not going to compromise. They're going to tell you the truth. As long as they haven't killed us, we will continue to tell the truth. So, Joe, in Seattle...
You might not always like what we say, but we have checked it out, and we are giving you the truth, the gospel truth, and it's a very rare commodity. In fact, I have one other thing for people, especially listeners in New York. They're proposing a public charter school in Brooklyn, New York. It's called the Miss Mayer Middle, MMM, and they aim to provide a genderful, affirming learning environment where young children are encouraged to explore their gender. Yep. It is to empower all students to learn and achieve individual success within a rich, joyful, inclusive, genderful environment. Children as young as 9 in grades 5 through 9 to be encouraged to explore, embrace their identity, on and on and on. And genderful is a word, according to Candace Hurley, one of the board of directors that's trying to get this going, is a word to open and tolerant. It means simply to show up as you are, no exceptions. It's allowance to be whatever you want to be. Anyway, there are, in New York, they're getting ready to, I think, approve 5 different charter schools. And this is one in contention, yep. And folks, if you're in New York, you need to challenge this. You need to stop this. One of the moms that's in the state assembly district there in Manhattan is shocked about the proposal. She's talking about, you know, they're normalizing transgender movement to make it younger and younger children. And we've got to fight this. It's a trap for parents and children. And we need to elect people to oppose it and to put a stop to it. I don't know that much about New York local politics, but somebody has to approve these charter schools, and I couldn't find out how that works yet. But one of the things they're doing is they're saying you can't just have an effeminate boy and a masculine girl. What this world is saying, if you have an effeminate boy, then he's actually a girl. And if you have a girl that's kind of a tomboy, a little masculine, no, she's really a boy. Instead of just the normal variations, they're turning everything around, and they're one of many applicants that are looking to for charter status in New York City starting in 2025. Oh, here it is. 9 charter schools will be selected in June. 9 charter schools will be selected in June in New York City. I suggest all of you in New York find out what's going on locally. Do what you can to put a halt to the Miss Mayor Middle, the genderful affirming school. Stop it now.
All right. So if you go by that thinking, then if you're bald-headed, you actually have a full head of hair, right?
Pretty much. If you're bald-headed, I don't know what you are. Yeah.
Well, what about us old guys? Are we young?
Well, if we want to be, I guess we can be whatever we want. I want to be young and good-looking again, right?
Well,
I don't think it's going to happen either way, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, I didn't say that, kid. Kids are what is said again.
You saw my face. You know what happened to it.
Already,
but,
yeah.
You know, folks, it's so simple. Basic biology in the world, there are, you know, all through the animal kingdom, you have a female, 2 X chromosomes. Male is an X and a Y chromosome. Every cell in the body, the billions of cells that make up a body, you're either female or male, all the way down to a cellular level. You cannot change the makeup of an individual cell within an individual group of tissue, within an individual muscle or organ. It cannot be changed. There is no way without destroying the living organism. So you cannot change the sex of that individual person, animal, horse, dog, mule, donkey, parrot, whatever. Can't happen. So it's all just one big joke. They're making fools of you, the world, by promoting this garbage. It is something that is impossible to do, and yet they are claiming that there are all these.
Come on, Joe. You know, if you had the chance,
possibilities.
If you had the chance, I think you would try to put an end to lunacy, Joe.
And I then, would.
And then
I
you
really
know,
would.
People like Letitia James out of New York and Judge Engron. Well, they've got things going because they're completely and totally corrupt. What they did when they broke the law, they broke every kind of that you can imagine. When they placed that fine on President Trump when there was no crime, but now, Joe, the $350 million plus $100 million in interest.
Interest, yeah.
Well, Joe, guess what? Businesses now are getting busy moving out of New York. And Governor Hochul's trying to calm it down, but they started a panic, a real panic. And so they're now they're trying to undo that, and this is going to get more and more interesting as it goes.
Well, it already has. You remember that Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank fame, that rich guy that's always, you know, buying into businesses and working?
Yeah.
He's come out and slammed the New York court system. He's, you know, he said this is irrational. It will stifle development, push businesses.
It already has.
State of New York, they already are.
Yeah, it already has. People, when they're saying, like, yeah, Hochul, we're going to trust you, because Hochul virtually said, don't worry, it's not going to affect you unless your name is Trump, right?
Or unless you're a Christian conservative, too.
Yeah. And like they really believe her, like they really trust her. Okay. Anyhow, did you know,
Jew? This Kevin is calling the state a loser. He said, I would never invest in New York now. I'm not the only person. And this guy is extremely wealthy, and he's talking about other businessmen. He's telling them, I cannot go to New York. I'm going to places like Oklahoma, North Dakota. Well, he's getting ready to build a many billion-dollar data center, and he said there is a zero chance, zero never happened, that I would put this in the state of New York.
Many of them are going to Florida. Listen.
Yep, and Florida.
Yeah, okay, folks, 888, we're running out of time. We don't have much time left. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. Seattle, George, Joe. Students were told in Seattle, it is white supremacy to love reading and writing. That's right. Students in the Seattle English class were told that their love of reading and writing is characteristics of white supremacy. Remember when you would actually go to school to learn to read and write, Joe? Remember those days?
Yeah, that was the main purpose of school, so you could read and write and communicate in the world. And when you read, you know, we were talking about once you can read the King James Bible, there isn't anything in the world that you can't read and understand. And the whole, my childhood was, reading exciting books about places in the world, what was happening, Jack London stories about Alaska and stories of Africa in the early days of exploration. And it was a fabulous world opened up, the world of books and reading. And now they're trying to ruin that too, aren't they?
That's right. In the latest Seattle Public Schools high school controversy, the Seattle high schoolers were told that worship of the written word is white supremacy, because it's an ensurer of the wide range of ways we communicate with each other. By this definition, the very subject of world literature and composition is totally racist. A father of a student reported that system-wide, 63% of the kids in Seattle schools are proficient in English. There you go.
Yeah. That what they want is for the people to be dumbed down, because a ignorant person is much easier to control. These people are far more dependent on government for their living, for their income, than those that are educated and have skills. And the whole idea is to dumb people down so that they buy the liberal garbage that's being put out, and then they become, dependent on government. Government becomes the parent, the father, and the whole system of Western civilization is broken down, which presents itself ready for a cultural Marxist takeover.
You know, Joe, we told folks before, if you love someone, tell them the truth. Now, here's the truth.
Amen.
Here's the truth. You are a sinner, and don't deserve to go to heaven, okay, according to the Bible, unless you've, well, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. If you have not received Christ as your Savior, the only way you can pay for your sin is by spending eternity in hell. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, Revelation 20:14. We can't do anything good enough on our own to merit heaven, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by according to his mercy he has saved us. Titus 3:5. Jesus paid the price for our sins, but God commandeth his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Jesus not only died, but also rose from the dead. For I delivered unto you the first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. Jesus freely offers salvation to you with no strings attached, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. You accept the gift by believing that the Lord Jesus Christ and by confessing him with your mouth. For with the heart man believeth into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. Romans 10:10. You are 100% certain simply by believing the promise of God. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13.
Amen.
Folks, so do it tonight. Do it tonight. You might not have it tomorrow, right, Joe?
Right. We're always surprised sometimes when there are car accidents, people slip in the bathtub, fall, break their neck. And it's amazing the things that happen every day to everyday people.
Amen. We're going to be here till midnight, and so we still have about 8 more minutes left, folks. 8 more minutes. We really, really do need to hear from you. We hope that you call. We want to stay on the air. We want to stay on the station you're listening to us on. Much more than that, we want to increase. We understand what's happening, what's heading our way, and we want to be prepared. We want to hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," someday, knowing that we ran a good race and we fought a good fight.
Amen.
And will you join us in that fight? Partners with us in that fight? Because when you support us, I guarantee you, your money won't be wasted. It won't be wasted.
God says if you support a ministry that's doing work that glorifies him in any way, you get to share in all the blessings. And we work with Right to Life, Prison Ministry, Hospice, King's Word School of the Bible, teaching the Word of God, and all kinds of things in between. And anything good that glorifies God, you get to share in the blessings. You have God's word on it.
All right. Well, we've come to that point that we come to every night at this time when we say, you ready, Joe? It's time to say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And you ready? And always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.